For the first time in 16 years, someone different will occupy the state attorney general's office. Democrat Josh Stein of Wake County and current Republican State Senator Buck Newton of Wilson are in a close race to succeed Roy Cooper. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
There's not much that Stein and Newton agree on, and when they do, they still sound far apart. Take, for instance, the death penalty. They both say they favor it, but part ways when it comes to the Racial Justice Act, a state law the Republican-controlled General Assembly repealed in 2013. The law had allowed death row inmates to challenge their sentences if they could prove race played a role in their conviction. Newton opposed the law. Stein supported it. Here they are in a televised debate last month. You'll hear first from Newton.
This was a ridiculous law when you bore down into the facts of what the law did. This law allowed convicted white murderers of law enforcement to appeal their death penalty simply because they said there weren't enough black people on the jury or enough white people on the jury.
In carrying out the death penalty, we must ensure that no innocent person is executed and that no one is put to death based on the color of their skin.
They also disagree when it comes to the Innocence Commission. The commission looks at new evidence and convictions that has led to the overturning of some sentences, including death row cases. Stein supported it while Newton sponsored legislation in an attempt to abolish it. Newton is in a third term in the state Senate. Stein served nearly four terms. He resigned in March to focus on the AG race. Before his Senate election in 2008, he worked for 7 years as a senior assistant attorney general on consumer protection issues. He touts that experience and his success cracking down on payday lenders, telemarketing abusers, and identity theft as reasons he's qualified for the job. Newton chairs the Senate's Judiciary Committee. He pushed legislation to exempt magistrates from performing same-sex marriages for religious reasons. He also was a major proponent of HB 2, which limits LGBT protections. Stein has not worked in the AG's office since 2008. Still, Newton directs most of his criticism of Stein on decisions Roy Cooper has made since then, specifically not to fight the Affordable Care Act or appeal a court ruling that the state's new voting laws were discriminatory.
I don't agree with that position of his. As an attorney general, your job is to defend the laws of the state as the chief law enforcement officer and not to look for a political decision. It's a very dangerous thing if you have an attorney general deciding which laws that he or she just choose and pick whatever fits their agenda. It's the interest of the people of North Carolina and whether it complies with the Constitution of the United States and North Carolina.
Stein says he will defend state laws and the U.S. Constitution and stood up for Cooper by saying the court's rule that North Carolina's overhaul of voting laws, including a voter identification requirement, discriminated against African Americans with, quote, almost surgical precision.
When you've been told that you're denying people their constitutional rights, it's an appropriate time to step back. That's the discretion the Attorney General has to respect the U.S. Constitution. By the way, my name's Josh Stein, not Roy Cooper. I think he may be running against Roy Cooper.
On crime, Newton takes a hard line against criminals. He was also critical of the AG office's decision to prosecute CMPD police officer Randall Carrick last year for the fatal shooting of an unarmed African-American man, Jonathan Farrell.
It's very unfortunate that so many, for political purposes, have decided for political gain to try to vilify our law enforcement. As Attorney General, I will not stand for it. We have to support them. Mistakes are made. Everybody is human. But the vast majority of time, our law enforcement does it right.
Stein says, like Newton, he wants police to have the tools and training they need and realizes they have to make tough, quick decisions on the job, but
like any profession, there are bad police officers, just like there are bad lawyers, senators. And when they do wrong, they need to be held accountable. Our collective ambition should be to reduce the amount of conflict from citizen on police violence and police on citizen violence.
A Republican has not won an election for attorney general in North Carolina in more than 100 years. In June, Stein had raised more than $2 million and Newton less than $1 million. But the National Republican AG Association has earmarked nearly $4 million for ads for Newton around the state. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.